Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Candace. I want you to get nice and comfortable. I want you to find a spot where you'll go undisturbed. Please lie back, arms to your side, legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. Taking a deep cleansing breath and release. I'd like you to focus at a spot on the wall. Please keep your eyes fixed on the spot. I'm going to begin counting. I want you to open and close your eyes with each count. Each time you open your eyes, keep them fixed closely on that spot. I will count from 1 to 10, and you will find that each time you close your eyes, they will want to remain closed. Each time you open them, it will be more and more difficult to do so. More difficult than the last time. And by the time I reach 10, your eyes will be so heavy, they will stay closed, and you will be in a state of peaceful hypnosis. Let's begin. 1. Your eyes are open. And closed. 2. Open and closed. 3. Open and closed. Your eyes are becoming very tired now. Heavier with each closing. 4. Open and close. So heavy. 5. Open and close. So hard to open your eyes. 6. So drowsy and sleepy that your eyes just don't want to open. 7. Open and closed. 8. Open and closed. It's almost impossible to keep them open. 9. Open and closed. 10. Open and closed. Now keep your eyes closed. You are in a nice, relaxed level of hypnosis, where everything is pleasant, where everything feels so good. Where my voice is safe and soothing, and to hear me speak is wonderful. Your mind and body relax. You can feel yourself falling deeper and deeper under my spell, and it feels so good. The more relaxed you become, the deeper down you go. deeper down you go, the more open and suggestible your mind will become. And it's okay, because you are safe. And it feels so good. I want you to see yourself now, standing in front of a giant blackboard. The blackboard covered in writing. Numbers, letters, words. Forward and back, up and down. I also want you to see images. I want you to see the cluttered, muddled mess of writing and walls, drawings, walls. For the writing that you see is the cluttered, muddled mess of your conscious thoughts. It is your fears, your preconceived ideas, your conventional morality, your thoughts, your memories, and the walls you see are the walls you've erected to keep others away, to keep others out. Walls that you have built to keep some secrets in. Beneath the wall, beneath the clutter, the cluttered, muddled mess of your conscious thoughts, your fears, is the blackboard. And the blackboard is your true self. It is your subconscious mind. And it is dying to be freed of the burden, of the cluttered, muddled mess, of the heaviness of the walls. Look at the bottom of the blackboard. See an eraser. Reach out. Pick up the eraser and press it to the board. We're going to wipe away the clutter. Wipe back and forth, erase the burden your true self carries. Back and forth. And as you free yourself, free your mind, you can feel yourself becoming cleansed, cleansing your mind of the clutter, back and forth, deeper and deeper, cleansing your mind, creating a blank slate for with which I will write, back and forth, clean it, feel the burden being erased, your mind being cleared, until the board is completely free, blank, open. Good. Very good. Such an open mind. A clear mind. A blank mind. Yes, and that mind is ready to absorb everything I say. Ready to accept all that I say. Open. Ready. and prepared for everything I tell you that is going to happen will happen. And exactly as I tell you, every feeling I tell you that you will experience, you will experience. And it is exactly as I tell you. And these things will continue to happen to you. And you will continue to experience these same feelings just as strongly, just as surely, and just as powerfully when you're out of trance as you are when you're in it. You're not just going to have a dirty mind. A dirty mind where your thoughts are filled with dirty little thoughts. Oh no. Mistress is going to have more fun with you than that. Mistress is going to make your dirty little mind trigger some dirty little behavior, too. You like that, don't you? Yes, of course you do. You already have a dirty little mind. I'm just going to make it dirtier. And I'm going to keep it dirty. For you are going to be a good, dirty boy for Mistress. Aren't you? Yes. Yes, you will. You're going to be a dirty, dirty boy. Dirty, dirty mind. All for your wicked Mistress Candace. So see on the board now the word kitty cat. Any part of that word that you see or hear, you're going to think pussy. That's right, pussy. You hear someone talk about their cat? You hear pussy. You can't stop thinking of pussy. Wet pussy. Warm pussy. Glistening pussy. Soft pussy. Bald pussy. Pink pussy. Hairy pussy. Pretty, pretty, hungry pussy. Your dirty little mind gets triggered and can't stop thinking. Dirty little mind, pussy, pussy, pussy. You see a nice, pretty mouth sucking on a straw. And all your dirty little mind can think of is a pretty little mouth wrapped around your firm, throbbing cock. Pretty mouth sucking cock. Pouty lips wrapped around cock. soft lips wrapped around fleshy cock, sucking hungry mouths eagerly wrapped around cock, wrapped around your cock. Dirty little mind. It gets triggered and can't stop. Can't stop thinking. Can't stop imagining. And your body responds. But you can't stop it either. Can't stop your body from responding. Responding to your dirty mind. Dirty boy. See a bra in an ad? See a bra in the mall for sale? See a bra strap sticking out of a tank top? The outline of a woman's bra through her top. And oopsie, your mind flooded with thoughts of breasts, big breasts, firm, round, little breasts, so inviting, big nipples. Small nipples, brown nipples, pink nipples, wet nipples, bouncing, jiggly breasts. With erect nipples. Dirty little mind gets triggered and can't stop. The thoughts flood in and they can't flood out. Stuck inside your mind, running through your mind. You're hard already, aren't you? Yes, of course you are. I could hear the boing from here. The dirty little mind is getting dirtier and dirtier by the moment. And your body can't help but respond. Your dirty little mind, triggered and can't stop. Panty lines, they're everywhere. And now, you're going to see all of them. Notice them everywhere. Those little panty lines in the back. Thongs or full bottom. They're gonna trigger you. Trigger you into visualizing what their tight little asses look like. What do those asses look like beneath those panty lines? Sweet, firm asses. Jiggly, bouncy asses. Rounded buttocks. Asses bouncing. Asses bent over and spread before you. And the sound of flesh slapping together. Ass. Beautiful. beautiful, beautiful asses. Your dirty little mind, consumed with sexual thoughts. Dirty thoughts. Kinky thoughts. Good dirty boy. Dirtier and dirtier. I'm going to reinforce and do it again. See a kitty cat and think pussy. You hear someone talk about their little kitty cat and you can't think of anything else but pussy. Wet pussy. Warm pussy. Glistening pussy. Soft, hungry pussy. Pretty, pretty pussy. Your dirty little mind triggered. And your body responds to pussy. Your body responds openly and willingly. You see a nice, pretty mouth sucking on a straw. And your dirty little mind can think of nothing but pretty little mouths wrapped around your firm, throbbing cock. Pretty mouths. Sucking cock, pouty lips, sucking cock, soft lips, wrapped around fleshy cock, hungry mouth, sucking cock, sucking your cock. So dirty little mind triggered and can't stop thinking of mouths wrapped around your dick. Your dirty little mind growing dirtier. And your body responds. See a bra in an ad? See a bra in a mall? See a bra strip sticking out of a tank top. And your mind becomes flooded with thoughts of big, bouncing breasts. Your body responds to big breasts, to little breasts, to bouncing breasts. Big nipples, small nipples, brown nipples, pink nipples, red nipples. Your dirty little mind consumed and can't stop. Your body responds, the throbbing, the aching. Your dirty little mind grows dirtier, dirtier for Mistress Candace, dirty for me, dirtier and dirtier. Now you see the panty lines that are everywhere. Now you're just going to notice them. You're going to find yourself, your dirty little mind forcing you to find them, to see them. And those panty lines are gonna trigger the image of tight little asses, tight big asses, sweet firm asses, jiggly asses. Asses bouncing your dirty little mind, triggered by a panty line, the images of asses are going to consume you, and your body is going to respond. You're going to see in your mind, you're going to see asses bent over and spread before you. You're going to hear the sound of flesh slapping together, your mind consumed with these thoughts. Your body will respond accordingly. There's no stopping the thoughts running through your mind over and over again. Your dirty little mind working overtime, keeping your hard dick from public view is going to be impossible. Everywhere you look, your dirty little mind is triggered, and your body helplessly responds, throbbing, growing, hard and firm, no escaping. You're going to feel the aching in your balls, the embarrassing public hard-ons. Oh, the embarrassing public hard-ons. My favorite. You're going to feel the need to relieve yourself anywhere you can. Doesn't matter where you go. Close your office door, even if there's no lock. Go into your work's bathroom. Excuse yourself from your friend's dinner table. It doesn't matter. Your dirty little mind forcing public hard-ons over and over and over again. Your cock is going to be aching. It's going to be painful not to have release. Go ahead and take your dirty mind behind the bar, behind a building, run to your car. You're going to get the physical relief you need, or you're just going to burst right there in front of everyone inside your pants. Bursting. You're going to come whether you want to or not. You have no control. You might as well find a place that's private, because your dirty little mind is triggered, and you can't stop. Everywhere you look makes your dirty little mind grow dirtier, and make your dick harder and harder. There's only one way to ease the aching, to stop the embarrassing public hard-ons. And your dirty little mind knows instinctively what that is. Your dirty little mind is going to turn into a big, dirty mind. And you have no control. No control over your dirty mind. You have no control over the way your body responds to your dirty mind. For it is my dirty mind, Mistress Candace's wicked concoction. You're a dirty boy with a dirty mind. And you're all mine. Good dirty boy. It feels so good to be a good dirty boy. For Mistress Candace. I want you to see a nice, thick fog flowing in between you and the board. It is the veil between your conscious and subconscious mind. It is covering the board, covering the triggers, the thoughts, covering everything. For now you can see nothing but yourself surrounded by a thick, milky fog. And every time you attempt to access the memory of this place, it will be foggy. Some things will peek through. Some you won't remember at all. It doesn't matter. Everything feels so good. Everything here beneath the surface just waiting feels so good. As I count from 1 to 5, you're going to feel refreshed and relaxed. When I bring you up, if you have a full day in front of you, you will excel at everything you do. If you're getting ready for bed, you're going to sleep so sound, so wonderfully. When I reach 5, you will be relaxed, a little groggy. It's okay. Just breathe in deep. 1, the fog grows thicker. 2, the thick, milky fog pushing you up the consciousness. 3, up, coming up. The fog grows thicker. The distance grows greater, feeling relaxed. 4, so peaceful, a little groggy. It's okay. Just breathe in, don't open your eyes. And 5, just breathe in deep. Do not open your eyes until this recording stops. You did wonderfully. And I enjoyed our journey together. I look forward to the next one. Have a wonderful day.